from this meeting.
Have like an insight story to me.
Guys, I need your attention. This meeting at 12:42. So now we have one section left, brush fire editor-in-chief selection process. And is there any public comment at this point? Seems none. Okay, I'm gonna go ask Phoebe to enter.
Short and sweet. I'm Phoebe Kugel, the current EIC of Brush Fire. This is a little bit about me as I imitate the position that I'm in right here at the Brush Fire Gallery. But I'm a literature major here at UNR. I'm entering my senior year. I'm also an econ minor, which is why I like to go to budget and finance committees meetings and fight with them sometimes. I was hired as literary editor for the publication almost 2 years ago, and then I took over as editor-in-chief last year, which means I've kind of reviewed, helped proof, and helped design the last four editions of Brush Fire, and then kind of served in this more managerial position for the past two semesters. I'm just going to kind of go over an overview of what I kind of ran on last semester, and I had three main points that I really wanted to kind of help Brush Fire achieve during this year, and those were our digital interconnectivity, kind of increasing our distribution and print numbers, and then our campus presence. So kind of to talk on the first point a little bit, we've raised the Brush Fire Instagram from around 700 followers to almost 1,000, which I'm pretty happy about. This has been due to kind of a larger push on behalf of myself and my team, just kind of working with Inkblot and having more materials produced, but then also kind of putting our events out there as well. We've also overhauled the Brush Fire website with the help of the tech department, and that's looking pretty spiffy if you want to give it a look at unrbrushfire.org. We've gotten up some of our previous editions, and it's just a lot more user-friendly to kind of interact and engage with. And then also, we've kind of had more active communication between the publication and our submitters. I always want to try to promote us being as transparent as possible and kind of have those deadlines ready and available for everyone. So those are some main points with our digital interconnectivity aspect that I'm pretty happy that I've pushed forward, and then if elected back into the position, I would continue striving towards. Then speaking a little bit about our distribution and print numbers, we've gotten those up a lot from previous editor-in-chiefs and previous semesters. We're currently aiming towards printing 1,100 journals per semester, which would be 2,200 year total, which is quite the increase from our 800 semester mark last year. And I'm also very excited because we increased the page count from 64 pages to 76 pages, which allows us to kind of showcase more artists and writers. We've also moved back to a local printer and gotten some of our costs down, which I'm always very excited about because I feel like as a university publication, we should always kind of try to support the Reno community in these ways. We've also distributed all previous editions of the Brush Fire. We had a lot of backlog when I came into this position, and now we are kind of at an impasse where we don't really have much to distribute left, which is always very encouraging because it shows that people actually want to interact with the publication and kind of view the output that we're producing. And then also, the thing I want to talk the most about is our increased campus presence. We've been able to establish a monthly poetry night, which I'm very excited about. There's been a lot of community engagement involved with that, and I think it gives Brushfire a more like community face than just being this publication that you submit to and then, you know, you don't hear back from for a while, and we're like this void. So that's been a very unique and exciting experience to kind of help coordinate. And then we also had our very first gallery exhibition this semester, which was a steep learning curve for my staff and I, but we hope to continue doing such events in the future. And that kind of helped our artists have their first chance at being in a gallery or learning how to showcase their art and whatnot. We've also kind of worked in collaboration with different student media outlets this semester, and also various kind of departments throughout campus, which was always nice. It's helping to bring us out into the world for greater consumption with the student body. We've tabled heavily, and then we've updated our distribution signage for like better visibility. These are just some achievements over the past year that I wanted to touch on. But obviously, what are we going to be doing in the future? I have three more points for you guys. So the first is kind of continuing to expand this digital platform that we've kind of built up. We've done a lot of work, as I mentioned previously, with like our website and our social medias. However, I kind of want to continue to push this. This kind of means more active Instagram posting. We've been averaging about like once a month. I kind of want to get that up a little bit more. This just means I would be more active in my position working with my social media manager, kind of thinking of different campaigns we could potentially run to kind of get that engagement up as well. I also want to pitch at the next Budget and Finance Committee hiring a staff writer to help run things such as a blog or potentially even like archival posts on our website, which I think could be pretty cool and kind of bring back that more historical aspect of Brushfire since we have been around on campus for about 50 years. And then also, I want to create additional pages on the website that would expand kind of the information that's available there, speaking on things such as various events that we're hosting, or even kind of make our calendar a bit more user-friendly so people know what's going on with the publication. I think this kind of transparency is very important when running things such as a publication, because we don't ever want the process to feel like scary or foreign to our contributors. Along those lines, another thing that I really want to push if returning to this position is getting our submission count up. Our submission rates are one of the metrics that are used to kind of present to Budget and Finance. And right now, we're sitting around like 250 individual contributors for each Brushfire. These are the submissions that we get. So obviously, like if there's 250 individuals submitting, we'll get more pieces than that on average, right? But this is still lower than our pre-pandemic numbers, which were around 450. So just kind of looking at this, we can see that there's a bit of room for improvement there, kind of returning to these levels. So what that means is we need a bit of a renewed push to the student body and just various artistic communities around Reno, kind of getting the word out that Brushfire is still accepting submissions, is always accepting submissions, and I think just with a little bit of change in our marketing strategy, these numbers can be reachieved and surpassed. Something else I also want to make a point of kind of bringing to the forefront of Brushfire's attention is kind of our distribution strategy. Right now, even with our increased number of journals at 1,100 per semester, we see that they're very readily picked up and our distribution spots are often left empty. We distribute in all of the buildings across campus. generally on any racks that are available, and we just leave them on tables and stuff. And what this means is that if we're leaving like 10, 20 brush fires in each of these locations, then once those are picked up, they're just gone until, you know, we return on the first of next month. This isn't, in my opinion, the best strategy, because it means that for the bulk of the month, once those have been picked up, you know, the publication isn't visible anymore. So what I'm thinking of introducing, if reelected, is the idea of like placing reader copies in certain locations across campus. And what these would be is like, if you would were to go into like a doctor's office, there's those magazines that you read and then you leave them, right? So this would mean that in places like Church Fine Arts or like Ansari Business, for example, where there's seating, we would have brush fires that would just kind of stay there. And that would give us an easy way to maintain the visibility of the publication without having our journal count decrease, right? And then we would have kind of more targeted distribution locations that would always have brush fires like readily available for people. So I was imagining that these would be in places like the Joe, the KC, potentially even places such as so again, it's giving me more time, so I'll try to wrap up quickly. But yeah, spaces such as like the Den and whatnot, so that people can always pick these up. And I think in that way, we'll be able to kind of build the visibility of student media, and people would be able to know what we are a little bit more easily. And then I'll just put up this last slide. I won't talk about it too in-depth, but it's basically about maintaining the events that we've been able to establish throughout this semester, such as our monthly poetry nights and the gallery exhibitions. So, yeah, questions, comments, concerns?
5 minutes for a question. Olivia Sellers in the magazine. What is something you learned this last semester that you think you can bring into this, like if you were to get the job again? What is something you learned that you think could benefit you in the future?
I think definitely, since this is my kind of first position that's involved like managing people, I've become definitely a lot better at kind of delegating tasks. I realized coming into the position that I'm the type of person that kind of likes to do things a lot herself. And for example, I was intending to do things such as like run the blog or kind of manage the website like on my own. And I realized that the feasibility of doing these things is just a little high. So definitely I've become a lot better at assigning tasks to the team and kind of asking for help when those things are needed. So I think like moving forward, definitely I could use those communication skills in a productive way.
Israel Cruz, Brush Fire. So submissions obviously are an issue for us, and you have new strategies that you wish to try out. Are there any specific strategies you have for students that students of like the lower half of campus, so like engineers and scientists, since we seem to lack a lot of submissions for those sorts of
Yeah, definitely our focus has been a lot more heavily geared towards like the liberal arts colleges, which is a disconnect I would definitely try to rectify. I think just one of the main ones is that we should definitely try to start distributing in places such as like the engineering and science colleges, or even just having like posters in these areas, because as of late, you know, we've kind of not been doing these things. So I think just simply having outlets such as that is a major improvement. But also we could try to reach out to like different heads of these departments. I know that on the team we've spoken to like the arts department heads and the liberal arts heads, And maybe doing similar strategies to other colleges could produce like productive results as well.
Danny and Arguello, Rush Fire. I see like the social media side as being like a little lacking, so I was wondering what kind of examples of posts or ways that we would kind of showcase Brushfire on social media?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, just taking pictures of things such as, like, spreads, I think could be a very easy way to, like, start building up this social media presence, right? Like, it's not too hard to just, like, open a Brushfire and take a picture of, like, the poem and art pairing that we have and say, hey, check out this from, like, edition such and such volume, right? And that would just be a good way to kind of build engagement for previous editions and also kind of remind people that, hey, Brushfire is like accepting submissions and your art could be published in this cool way as well. And then also having things such as like countdowns to deadlines could be helpful for people, kind of just reminding them that, oh, this is when the submission deadline for spring is, or this is when like the next poetry night is happening. Right, so just kind of having these little reminders for people that keeps Brushfire on their radar is kind of how I'm imagining like utilizing our social media. And then also, we've kind of dropped our artist spotlights a little bit. We used to have those like once a month. We tried to get one of those out. And I think just being a little bit more involved on my part with like social media could kind of iron out a few of the hiccups that we've been having in those ways and kind of revamp things such as artist spotlight.
Any other questions? Thank you, Phoebe. And so you're the only candidate for this position, so Second.
Okay.
Right, Rachel.
Phoebe.
Yeah, just kinda. Alright, Adeline.
Phoebe.
Josie.
Phoebe.
Kiara.
Phoebe.
Katie.
Phoebe.
Olivia.
Phoebe.
Dania.
Phoebe.
Hesitation. Israel.
Phoebe.
And Kelsey.
Phoebe.
Well, Phoebe is selected as the next.
And it turns to you, rushed by us.
Not McKenna.
Oh my gosh.
And you are the next editor-in-chief for Rushfire. So, congrats.